Blog Talk Radio.
You have much to learn, my disciples.
Yeah.
You with merely a
thousand.
Its knowledge can never be destroyed. It can only transform.
Gonna pick the world up and throw this shit across the universe. So just get out my face, give me space like the universe. I'm all on my own, I wanna be in my zone. Cause I get the best time out of life when I'm alone. Life, the truth is all the fuck I got. So I be throwing up a prayer like I'm trying to make a lucky shot. Buzzer be the flow like Kobe in the clutch. Dreams are flying in a spur like Ginobili when he ducked. They killed Martin cause he had a dream, and he put it in his speech. Malcolm cause he knew the truth, and he spoke it in the street. Tookie cause the troops are nine dupes, and they was like, sheesh, he could stop the violence in the streets. Kill him.
Just wanna pick the world up, so I can drop it on the fucking head. Yeah, just wanna pick the world up, so I can drop it on the fucking head.
When that music get in my soul, my pioneer gland glows. Then I unleash ancient flows, hot enough to cook a meal. I'm equivalent to a stove. I rose up from African descent, then I was colonized by the European and French. So my mind is fucked up on some European shit. Wanna be European rich, I want a European wit. Bullshit.
Just wanna pick the world up so I can rock it on the fucking to pick the world up so I can drop it on your fucking head. Yeah, I'm about to go jump in my shelter. Let the wind shoot with us, and you can only see me with a hollow skull. Cause I'm gone, motherfucker, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm like Thor with the lightning, like Durant with the thunder. Keep my left foot forward on my square like a Hummer. Boy, I'm the shit, boy, you better get a plunger. It's a wonder how my team ain't one of the world's wonders. Complicated like Einstein minds and Newton's law. But still, we manage to move faster than shooting stars. Telecommunicate with the moon and other distant stars. Receive messages from beings who know who we really are. Shit can get deep, but I'ma keep it on the surface. A woman's so lost, they don't know what they worth is. All they want is Louis Gucci and expensive purses. Holler at a nigga who can make your $1 million purchase. What the fuck? Guess common sense really ain't that common. Niggas doing dumb shit cause they think that's popping. People sell a soul for a day to see they album dropping. Then they come out and the motherfuckers still flopping. When we gon' realize we been lied to, this is an illusion that we all living our lives through. Actually, they keep us locked from our reality, and that baffles me.
Shit. Just wanna pick the world up so I can drop it on the fucking head. Yeah, just wanna pick the world up so I can drop it on the fucking head.
My apologies, family. Did not realize that I scheduled the show for 8 instead of 8:30. So if anybody called in ahead of time, my apologies. You got some dead air. I didn't realize when I hit 1, it was just going to start on me like that. So give me a minute. I'm going to run another track soon as I get the capability where I get myself situated. But in the meantime, I guess, give thanks. Thank you so very much for tuning in. You are tuned in with your C-Star Ignite Insight on Igniting Insight with Ignite. This is the etymology hour. Tonight we're going to do some etymology. It's going to be fun. I do appreciate you guys tuning in for this show. It's definitely going to be a beautiful, just a beautiful thing. Knowledge, we're going to get up on just some words that we use regularly, every day on a regular basis, and speak about what these words mean. Again, in the meantime, I do apologize. I'm going to go ahead and run that intro song again. That was Jerz, a.k.a. Infinity Gems of the Mighty DC Gang. Definitely look them up. They got some great music, Dynamic Certified. And we'll go ahead and check that out once again while I get myself situated. Thank you.
Up and throw this shit across the universe. So just get out my face, give me space like the universe. I'm all on my own, I wouldn't be in my zone, cause I get the best time out of life when I'm alone. Like the truth is all the fuck I got, so I be throwing up a prayer like I'm trying to make a lucky shot. Buzzer be the flow like Kobe in the clutch. Dreams are flying in a spur like Ginobili when he ducks. They killed Martin cause he had a dream, and he put it in his speech. Malcolm cause he knew the truth, and he spoke it in the street. Cookie cause the troops are nine dupes, and they was like, sheesh, he could stop the violence in the streets. Kill him.
Just wanna fix the world up.
When that music get in my soul, my pioneer gland glows, then I unleash ancient flows, hot enough to cook a meal, I'm equivalent to a stove. I rose up from African descent, then I was colonized by the European and French, so my mind is fucked up on some European shit. Wanna be European rich, I want a European with bullshit.
Just wanna fix the world up.
With the lightning, like Durant with the thunder. Keep my left foot forward on my square like a Hummer. Boy, I'm the shit, boy, you better get a plunger. It's a wonder how my team ain't one of the world's wonders. Complicated like Einstein minds and Newton's law, but still we manage to move faster than shooting stars. Telecommunicate with the moon and other distant stars. Receive messages from beings who know who we really are. Shit can get deep, but I'ma keep it on the surface. A woman's so lost, they don't know what they worth is. All they want is Louis Gucci and expensive purses. Holler at a nigga who can make $1 million purchase. What the fuck? Guess common sense really ain't that common. Niggas doing dumb shit cause they think that's poppin'. People sell they soul for a day to see they album droppin'. Then they come out and the motherfuckers still floppin'. When we gon' realize we been lied to, this is an illusion that we all livin' our lives through. Actually, they keep us locked from our reality, and that baffles me.
All right. I do appreciate you guys being so very patient with me. Again, this is your sister star, Ignite Insight. On this Thursday, January 12th, 2017, so-called 2017. I'm going to get my year straight for y'all. And when I say that, for those who are unaware, I mean as far as since this in particular calendar has been in effect, it is 2017. However, I am speaking of the calendar that was already in effect prior to this one coming about. So thank you so very much for joining me again this Thursday, 8:30 p.m. I apologize for anyone that called in earlier. and got to dead air. I did not realize that I scheduled the show for 8. I meant to schedule it for 8:30. Please absolve me. Let's get into it. The etymology hour, it definitely speaks for itself. Just wanted to touch on some words that we use to address ourselves, address other people, convey ourselves, and show just our love for one another and different things of that nature by the words we use and the language that we speak and how the vibration of these words and just where these words originally stem from and what the root of these words mean and how they affect us today and in our lives. So let's just go ahead and get this party started. Oh, before that, if you have anything to add, want to say something, add your 2 cents, the call-in number is 646-787-8180. Please push 1 if you would like to be heard, or if you have a word that you would like for us to look up. And this is, again, a community. This is a collective. This is for us to come together and, express ourselves and share our thoughts and opinions of these words and why we will use them, whether we care for the root word of them or not, or, you know, just different things like that. So let's do it. Well, let's see. Where should we start? I don't know what just happened. Hold on, people. Hold on. Okay. The first word we will do, let's do nice. We use nice regularly. A lot of people do say nice. It's like, oh, they're nice. That's a nice person. This person is nice. These people are this. They're nice and all of this stuff. And yet the word nice and where it stems from and what it comes from and what it originally meant doesn't necessarily have the same meaning today. So this is very simple. If you want to look it up yourself, you're more than welcome. You don't necessarily have to be annoyed by my voice. you can definitely just visit where I'm just going to keep it basic and use etymology.com. I also have a dictionary. I don't think this is my old school dictionary. I didn't get a chance to go grab that one. You know, you got to go to grandma's house for that good dictionary, the dictionary that was printed before you was born. I got a dictionary of American history. Now, that's an interesting one. That's one that we'll have to do a show on at some time. But we are going to do the word nice. So our dictionary, this is fun. It's like being kids again, right? We get to look up words. Yay. Well, am I the only kind of nerd that like being whatever? Nice is an adjective, pleasant or enjoyable, good nature or kind. This is what the dictionary says that this word means. However, it says that this word means. However, when you look this word up, nice, on etymology.com, this is etymology.com. Just type in etymology, E-T-Y-M-O-L-O-G-Y, etymology, and it'll come up, and you'll be able to get there. So the word nice, this word originally, it says late 13th century, foolish, stupid, senseless, from old French, nice, careless, clumsy, weak, poor, needy, simple, stupid, silly, foolish. This is what? From Latin, however that word is pronounced, we'll figure that out. Ignorant, unaware, literally not knowing, from N-E, not seen, all that fill-in shit. I'll try to watch my language because this is a show that children should listen to, so I'll try to be mindful of my cursing. Then it went to timid, an adjective for weakly, from timid, pre-13th century, to fussy, fastidious, to late 14th century, to dainty and delicate, then 14th century to precise, careful, and then in the 15th, preserved in such a term as a nice distinction in nice and early. Okay, so preserved is such a term as nice distinction and nice and early to agreeable, delightful, 1769 to kind, thoughtful, 1830. However, this word's original meaning was foolish, stupid, senseless, careless, clumsy, weak, poor, needy, simple, stupid, silly, foolish. I'm sure there is another way that we can convey ourselves other than using the word nice. So, nice people. Be mindful of, you know, saying that the children are nice and different things of that nature. I think children is probably a word that we may have to get to at some point. We may not get to it today, but nice. Original meaning of nice: foolish, stupid, senseless, clumsy, weak, poor, needy. All right, now. Again, etymology, online etymology dictionary, it's there. You can look it up for yourself. I'm sure there's, and then, you know, there's just a list. It also has pretty is here. So pretty is cunning, skillful, artful, willy, astute. From pret, a trick. Wild, craft, Proto-Germanic, prat, source also of Old Norse, preter, a trick, tricky, pretty, that's interesting, look, just by scrolling. So when you scroll down a little bit on the nice word, then we get pretty, and it seems to have started out as cunning, skillful, artful, willy, astute, going into trick, craft. Yeah. So there it is there. Now, next on our list, let's see. Okay, wife. This is a good one. Wife. Now, in the regular dictionary, oh wait, I have a thesaurus dictionary. I'm too far. Wife, and again, the call-in number 646. What is it? 787-8180. If you have anything to add, have any words you want us to, you know, touch on, you think the people have a need to hear, then please just share with us. All right, and the push of one, and I will gladly. Oh, come on. I am, you know, I'm working out the kinks, okay, guys? Give thanks. Thank you for allowing Ignite. Okay, so. Okay, so, wife, Middle English, with from Old English wife, neuter, woman, female, lady. Also, but not especially, wife, from Proto-Germanic, with ben, source also of Old Saxon, Old Free, I don't know, whatever that is, Frisian, with Old Norse, other stuff, Danish and Swedish, mid-Dutch, Dutch with German, of uncertain origin, not found in Gothic. Apparently felt as inadequate in its basic sense, leading to the more distinctive formation, wife, man, source of woman, okay, Dutch, wife, now means in slang, girl, babe, having softened somewhat from earlier sense of bitch. The modern German cognate web, W-E-I-B, oh, maybe I should spell out the words that I can't pronounce, excuse me, also tends to be
slighting or derogatory middle high German whip, WIP, in early medieval times was woman, female, person. Okay, I'm not even going to even butcher that word. V-R-O-U-W-E, and then in parentheses it says F-R-A-U. Being retained for a woman of gentle birth, lady, but from century 12, whip took on a common, almost vulgar tone that restricted its usage in certain circles and largely has been displayed by fraud. I don't know what that is. The more usual Indo-European word is represented in English by queen / queen, Q-U-A-N. Okay, now, okay, so it went from apparently felt as inadequate in its basic sense, leading to more distinctive formation with men, source of woman. We'll click on that. That word is on our list as well. Somebody put that word up, so we'll definitely click on that and see where that leads us. Dutch with now means in slang girl or babe, having softened somewhat from the earlier sense of bitch. This is wife. W-I-S-S is how it was spelled previously in Dutch, excuse me, which is now a girl or babe, but it's softened, whatever, had it softened somewhat from its earlier sense of, quote, in quotations, bitch, which is the more, the more usual Indo-European word is represented in English by the word queen. Words for woman. Okay, you know that this is in our way. Okay, go away. Thank you. Okay, so, excuse me. Words for woman also double for wife in some languages. Some propose pie, it says pie in all capitals, P-I-E. Roots for wife include whip, W-E-I-P, to twist, turn, wrap, perhaps with sense of veiled person. See, vibrate, V-I-B-R-A-T-E. Okay, well, we'll click on that and see what that leads as well. And more recently, G-H-W-I-B-H, a proposed root meaning shame. Also, Quedina, but the only examples of it would be the Germanic words and Tocharian, T-O-C-H-A-R-I-A-N, a lost IE language of Central Asia. Quip, K-W-I-P-E, and then it says Kip, K-I-P, female Pudina, P-U-D-E-N-D-A. How fun is that? Okay, so don't really know how it come about. However, in Dutch, the word with, W-I-I-I, wait, or maybe that's a J, I-J-F, that, okay, excuse me, guys, I'm looking closer. W-I-J-F is the Dutch word, and started off as somewhat inadequate in the sense of leading to more of the term with men, source of woman, now meaning girl or babe, softened from its earlier sense of bitch, which translates into the Indo-European word represented in English as queen. Okay, y'all can take that to yourself. It says it here. So then we'll click on woman. Let's see. A woman. Someone suggested this. I'm not sure exactly who did, however. It is here. Adult female human, a late old English. Women, W-I-M-M-A-N. And then W-I-M-A-N, and then plural, W-I-M-M-E-N, literally woman, men, alteration of with men, plural, with men, woman, female, woman. Okay. My apologies, y'all, because I'm reading at the same time. And alteration of a with men, plural, with men, with an E, W-I-S-M-E-N, and then open quotations, woman, female servant, in quotations. 8th century, a compound of with woman, see wife, plus man, human being, in Old English used in reference to both sexes, see man. Okay, that's the man part of it. Wife, literal meaning. It is notable that it was thought necessary to join with a neuter noun representing a female person to man, a masculine non representing either of male or female person to form a word denoting a female person exclusively. And then that's in brackets, Century Dictionary. So somewhere they put that. So, this was the alteration of with man that meant woman or female servant, woman, this is the word woman. In today's dictionary, of course, it probably just says the gender us being the, gender. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, just adult female person. Nothing more. Okay, let's see. Well, that was fun how that led us down that road to queen. So queen, let's look up the word queen. Let's go ahead and go there. So we got woman. That came through some things. One of which is woman, female servant, which is enough to say this language is some bullshit and got us locked into just some straight up bullshit. So queen being one of which, because it said, what did it say now? The word, or because wife or with meant, however it's pronounced, meant was softened from meaning bitch, and the equivalent is the word queen. So queen, Old English, queen, C-W-E-N, open quotations, queen, female ruler of a state, woman, wife, from Proto-Germanic, some other word. I guess I can just leave all of that outright and get to like the meat and potatoes of it all. Sources also of Old Saxon, wife, vibrant, queen, source of queen, Q-U-E-A-N, woman, wife, supposedly originally honored woman, source also of Greek, a woman, a wife. Woman, a woman, wife of God, a goddess, yada, yada, yada. The original sense seemed to have been wife, especially by Old English, to wife a king, to wife a king. In Old Norse, okay. See, we got to go through all of this to get to the next part, but it's all good. So, in Old Norse, still mostly of a wife, generally as in kvan-fang, marriage, taking of a wife. The domineering of a wife. Okay, English is one of the few Indo-European languages to have a word for queen that is not a feminine derivative of a word for king. The others are Scandinavian, Old Norse, Danish, Swedish, and Old Norse also mistress, but these are held to be untimely from male words such as, okay, Use of chess piece from mid-15th century as a verb in chess. It references to a pawn that has reached the last rank from 1879, a playing card from 1570s, of these from 16th century until late 16th century. They generally were thought to be kings, as in Henry IV, yada yada, Queen Bee, in a figurative sense from 1807, meaning male homosexual. Especially a feminine ostentatious one. First sternly recorded 1924, probably here an alteration of queen, which in the earlier sense, Queen Anne first used 1887 for style characteristics of the time. Queen Anne, British. Okay, let's do the Q-U-E-A-N. Okay, queen, young, robust woman. Old English, C-W-E-N-E, woman, also female serf, hussy, prostitute, as in Prot, queen, public woman from, okay, all of this other crap. Wife, woman, see, queen. In sense, hussy, sense of effeminate homosexual, in recorded from 1935, especially in Australia slang. Okay, see, now, when I originally did the word queen a few years back, it stated that, I would have to dig deep for that actual, because I know I screenshotted, but ain't no telling how many phones ago this was. However, but it stated that the queen was the male concubine of the king. And now it's not necessarily taking it there, but it is throwing in the fact that it at some point was used to represent a homosexual man, but not necessarily before it was utilized, it was used for a woman. But even in the sense of it being with a woman being equivalent to the word wife, and wife coming from what it comes from, and woman deriving from what it derives from, like all of these words that these in particular men have placed upon their so-called, you know, counterparts, what they feel is the balance to life of creation. Like, what the fuck? This shit is less than. Like, how do you refer to your woman or your significant other, somebody that you're supposed to confide in and be your other half and look at as your other half, as something that's not conducive to this energy, what they want people to think it is, because ultimately when we're using this word, it's attached to these vibrations. And these vibrations are that is less than what we are attempted to project. Like, this shit is just, this is crazy. Okay, so, well, this is fun. I'm having fun. Are you guys learning something? Hopefully people are learning something. Okay, so let's do fun. Okay, because fun and fuckery are synonymous. So let's do fun. The word fun. So fun in our regular dictionary says, fun, lighthearted amusement. So, okay. Fun. 1680s, to cheat. 1833, to make fun, jest, joke, from fun, related, funny. Mid-15th century, foolish, silly. 1846, enjoyable, diversion, amusement, mirthful, sport. Earlier, mirthful sport. 1727, earlier, a cheat, trick. 17th century, from verb fun. 1680s, to cheat, hoax, which is of uncertain origin, probably a variant of middle in English, phonen, F-O-N-N-E-N, be full. 14th century, see fond. Scanly recorded in 18th century and, well, I think, I don't know what the fuck, 1700, you know what? These motherfuckers. Okay. That's probably 18th century, so then it's 1680s, so it'd be 1700th century. Okay. That part I'm a little off on. I'm going to try to get that right for y'all. But again, you can look this shit up yourself. It is etymology. If you just Google etymology and the title come up, it's etymonline.com. etymonline.com. All right. So, and stigmatized by John as a low-cant word. Older senses are preserved in phrase to make fun of and funny money counterfeit bills, though is used for words maybe more for the sake of rhyme. Also see funny, fun in games, mirthful. Okay. Funny. Humorous meaning strange, odd, causing perplexity. Is by 1806, said to be originally U.S. Southern, marked as colloquial in Century Dictionary. Okay. It said also see fond. Let's see what fond means. Fond is an adjective. Late 14th century, deranged, insane, also foolish, silly, unwise, from fond, past particle, adjective from obsolete verb fond, F-O-N without the D. F-O-N-N-E, Middle English, okay, be foolish, be simple, from Middle English, fond, F-O-N-N-E. A fool, stupid person, which is of uncertain origin, but perhaps from Scandinavian related, founder, fondest. Meaning evolved via foolishly tender to having strong affections for. Oh, fond. Fond. Wow. Fond. That is interesting. Fond. So being to be fond of someone. So fond originally meaning evolved via foolishly tender to having strong affections for someone by 1570. Another sense of the verb fond was to lose savior. Fond, F-O-N, was to lose savior. Late 14th century in Middle English, past particle, F-O-N-N-Y-D, which may be the original meaning of the word. Gifts be sought, be fond. It is not. I don't know what the fuck.
He got a bad mouth sign. Potty mouth. I apologize.
Fond, okay, so you might not want to be fond of people, and maybe we should stop saying that people are fond about other people because we don't want them to be foolish behind anyone. Don't be foolish behind anyone. Be wise. Be wise. Be all-knowing. Okay, well, that took us somewhere, huh? Fond, fond, fond. Probably not. Okay, and then an even fun, I swear. I recall more being too fun. Maybe I should have went back. We can go for that. But it led to this foolishness. Foolishness. Okay. Party. Have a good time in 1922 from party. Earlier as to take the side of. Okay, because it was party. So earlier asked to take the side of the 1630s. So then party in the late 13th century. Interesting. Again, this is etymonline.com. All right. Look it up for yourself. Party, late 13th century, part portion side. From old French party side, parts, portion, share, separate, separation, division. Literally, that which is divided. So, no more parties, okay? Let's not have any more parties. Now's use of particle of, what the hell? Past particle of partir, to divide. Political sense, okay, in the political sense, side in a contest or dispute. This is why we have parties. Okay, evolved by 1300, meaning a person. Oh, like partying, maybe. Sense of gathering or social pleasure is first found 1716 from general sense of persons gathered together originally for some specific purpose, excuse me, such as dinner party, hunting party. Now, what the fuck was they hunting parties? Okay, so phrase the party is over is from 1937. Party line is first recorded 1834 in the sense of policy adopted by a political party. 1893 in the sense of telephone line shared by two or more subscribers. Party pooper is from 1951 American English. However, party means literally that which is divided. I think that says enough for me. All right. So party is fun. Party goes on to say something about the Boston Tea Party. What is that? Necktie party. A lynching is recorded from 1871. So if we scroll down just a little bit. Originally counterpart, duplicate of a legal document from Middle in French. Counterparte from facing opposite. Copy of a person or thing. What? Particle of. How fun, right? So we got counterpart, duplicate of a legal document facing opposite. See contra plus parti, copy of a person or thing originally. Wait. Okay. Past particle of partir, to divide, see party. All right, yeah, so parties divide us. Let's not do parties. And that was on the list because it and I was having a conversation, and it led to us looking that up. And then when we looked that up, we chose to look up a couple other things like gathering as well as function. Function was a good one. We was like E40 was onto something with the function. So, yes, we are out here trying to function. I'm with the functioning. We'll look that up as well. Gathering, an assembly of people of act of coming together, a gathering together, union collection assembly. Union is a good thing, right? Collection, assembly. Maybe we should look up assembly and all that other stuff. Gather, unite, agree, assemble, gather, collect, store up. This is why they don't want us gathering, and three or more of us gathering is a problem. However, gather, and that even goes to show the words that were used at specific times to say, oh, yeah, don't let them gather. They can't gather, and when we would gather and do such things, it turns into a problem because that means we were in agreement. That means we were united. That means we were storing up, you know what I'm saying? So, yes. Let's see, use a flower, thoughts, person, from, bring together, unite, fellowship, companionship, companion, to gather,
Yeah, okay.
Gathering opposed to party. Let's gather. I think we looked up gala too. Function. Let's see what function says. Perform a function. All right, now. Thank you. Anytime. All right. One's proper work or purpose, power of acting in a specific proper way, and directly from. Okay, some long words. A performance and execution, noun of action from funct, past particle, stem from of fungi, perform, execute, discharge. To use, enjoy, meaning official ceremony. Originally in church use. Use in mathematics probably was begun by Leibniz, 1692, in reference to computer operations, 1947. All right. Functionary, one who has a certain function, one who holds an office. Mm-hmm. Functional, pertaining to function or office, meaning utilitarian. Specific use from all right. Yeah. Perform a function. 1930. Proper work or purpose, power of acting in specific proper way. Ashe. All right. Let's see. Okay, we did wife, so you have to do husband, right? So husband is a fun one. Then how are you guys doing? Again, thank you so much for tuning in to just, like, listen to me talk. If I definitely hope that you are learning something. I hope that you are getting something out of this show. I hope that it is definitely bringing you some enlightenment as to the words that you choose to convey yourself with or all that good stuff. So, and husband, managed thriftily, early 15th century from husband in an obsolete sense of steward. Related to husbanding, husband, Old English, husbonda, male head of a household, master of a house, householder. Should we bring wife back up? Because it seems like if the husband and wife were supposed to be together. Oh, but the wife was the woman, female servant. Okay. Two, the husband, who is the male of the household, master of a house, householder, probably from Old Norse, husbandi, master of the house. Old Norse, the word is husbodi, master of the house, literally house dweller, from hus, house, see house. Plus bondi, B-O-N-D-I, householder, dweller, freeholder, peasant. You know what? Okay, so hus is house plus bondi. This is how these two words come together. This is how we get house dweller. So hus, H-U-S, is house plus bondi, B-O-N-D-I, which means householder, dweller, freeholder, peasant. From B-U-A-N-D-I, present particle of B-U-A, to dwell. See, bower. Beginning late 13th century, it replaced Old English, W-E-R, as married a man in relation to his wife and became the companion of the word wife, a sad loss for English poetry. Slang shortening hubby first attested,
no way.
Bend man, head of a family. Farmer, tiller of the soil. Husbandry, management of a household. Farm management. All right. Housewife, huswife, woman usually married in charge of a family or household, wife of a householder from hus, house, see house, wife, woman, see wife, you know what that leads to, compare husband, originally pronounced huswife, H-U-Z-Z-I-F, the full written form of it began to be used from 1500th century, representing a pronunciation shift that was made at least in part to distinguish it from its offspring. From its offspring, hussy. Housewife and hussy were still realized to be the same word, and it was felt that a distinction between the two was due to the reputable matron. Fowler from mid-18th century. It is common to use housewife in a good and huswife or hussy in a bad sense. All right. So, that was fun. Husband. So, the wife is the servant. And the husband, the house dweller, peasant. No, that's fucked up. But these words, that's crazy. All right. So that's fun. Husband, wife, let's do sisterhood. That's got to be a fun one. It's a two-part word. So let's start with sister. Sister. All right, again, excuse me, 646, what's my number? 787-8180. Please push 1 if you have anything to add. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Probably won't be too much longer. I'm just, you know, definitely learning, taking this time to learn and sharing my learning experience with you guys, right? Right. So, let's see. Sister ought to be good one. Let's see what's in store for us. Sister. Okay. Sister. Different words. Sister, Scandinavian, comes in either case, from Polo Germanic, Swister. These are the all capitals, P-I-E, S-W-E-S-O-R, one of the most persistent and unchanging Pi root words recognizable in almost every modern Indo-European language. According to source, one's root. Okay. According to Klein's sources, probably from, maybe I need to figure out what this P-I-E means. Roots. W-S-E-W, swe, means one's own, plus sir, S-E-R, woman. One's own woman, sweetster. So it translated into sister. For vowel evaluation, see Bury, used of nuns in Old English, of a woman in general form, 1906, of a black woman from 1926, and in the sense of fellow feminists from 1912, meaning female fellow Christian, is from mid-17th century, Sister Act. Variety Act by two or more sisters is from Vaudeville, 1908. All right. That is pretty interesting. Sweet sir. So, one's own woman. Sweet sir. Sweet, W-S-E, one's own, plus S-E-R, woman, sweet sir, translated into sister, used of nuns in Old English, of a woman in general from 1906, did not start using it for black women until 1926. That has to be an interesting story. All right, sister. Now, let's see. Sisterhood. It's pretty interesting, right, guys? This is always very interesting. Anytime I go on my little etymology rants, it's always very interesting. And, you know, so I just figured I'd share it with you guys. Why not? Hood, to put a hood on, to furnish with a hood. Covering. Old English, hood, a hood, soft covering for the head, usually extended over the back of the neck and often attached to a garment worn about the body. From Proto-Germanic, hoodas, H-O-D-A-Z, source also of Old Saxon, hod, hood, Middle Dutch, hoit. Hold, hat, hold high, helmet, hoit, hold guard, protection. Okay, old, free, that word again, F-R-I-S-I-A-N. Old, whatever that is, and the way that they spelled it was H-O-D-E, and that meant guard, protect. Modern spelling is early 14th centuries to indicate a long vowel, which is no longer pronounced as such, used for hood-like things or animal parts from 17th century, meaning foldable or removable cover for a carriage to protect the occupants, is from 1826, meaning sunshade of a baby carriage is by 1866, meaning hinge the cover of an automobile engine, hood, attested by 1805, called in Little Red Riding Hood, 1729, translates Charles somebody. Hood, gangster, 1930, American English, shortened from hoodlum. Hood, word forming element meaning state or condition of being. From Old English, had, condition, quality, position, as in C-I-L-D-H-A-D, okay, quotations, childhood. Word forming element meaning state or condition of being. Childhood. State or condition of being. Word forming element meaning state or condition of being. That still has a relative importance, level of importance when we associate our communities as hoods and we speak of them as hoods. It is a state or condition of being. So if we live in the hood, it is a state or condition of being. Right? condition, quality, position, as in childhood, priesthood, manhood. All right. Hood, word forming element meaning state or condition of being. Ashe, because this is like you got to scroll down a little bit to get to that. But it's there. Say when. Bright and shiny, literally bright in appearance, manner, quality. Bright appearance, bright shining, originally a freestanding word, C-H-A-D-E. In modern English, it surveys only in this suffix. Surveys. We got an A nowhere in the word. All right, good. the homies out there. Definitely a condition, a state of being. Person, state, condition. H-A-D-E. So I clicked on the word H-A-D-E. Person, state, condition. Old English had person, individual, character, individuality, condition, state, nature, sex, race, family, tribe. All right. Let's see. Okay, somebody said power. Let's see power. I have power on my list. Power today. Let's see how much. Or before we do that, let's listen to a song real quick. How about that, right? Let's take a little break. The water. I'm going to wet my whistle. The number is 646-787-8180. Please push 1 if you have anything to add. I definitely appreciate you calling, listening on this full moon. It is a beautiful night outside. Even with all the rain, it is divine in order. It's a full moon in Cancer. Embrace it. All right. Okay. See the song I wanna play. Then we just gonna run with my boy Lou Yu. I might not wanna let the kids listen to this song. All right, and I'll be back in 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Bitch better have my, bitch better have my, bitch better have my.
My apologies. I don't know what happened to the song, but that was my boy Lil Uriah is checking out. He definitely got some dope music out there going on. He's a dope artist. Love his evolution as well. Another Long Beach native. You know, I'm going to have to get these Long Beach boys, or excuse me, men, these Long Beach men on the show. Get it going. All right, let's see. Where were we? Welcome back. Thank you guys so very much. Again, this is Ignite. I do appreciate you tuning in with me. Your C-Star Ignite Insight on Igniting Insight with Ignite. This is the Etymology Hour, and we have gone through a couple words that have taken us to some other words and some, you know, other words and different things of that nature. So has definitely been fun for me. I don't know, I'm a nerd. I guess we should look up the word nerd too and see what that means, right? But I do love books and stuff and reading words and dictionaries. It's a fun thing. So back to reading words and dictionaries. Where were we? We were going to do, we did wife, husband, sister. See, I don't know. I'm not so sold on sister anymore as well with the whole, just the way it came together. Hood was interesting. Queen led us to Q-U-E-A-N. Again, I definitely have some screenshots from a few years ago where it read a little different, but they did throw it in there to, you know, let you know that it has this homosexual meaning, but they didn't go into it as much as they had before. Which is one of the reasons why I myself choose not to use the word or call myself that, because it original meaning stemmed from its original spelling, Q-U-E-A-N, which was the word that the quote-unquote king used to describe his male concubine. So I'm sure it's out there somewhere, but, you know, it definitely even said enough. Coming from wife, and what, bitch, and, you know, just all that stuff and how that goes. And just, oh, like they just so didn't have a word to describe women. Like, do you hate women that much? But whatever. So, let's see. Let's do God. That's a good one. That is a good one. Beautiful science. Oh. Yeah, we'll get back to power. Beautiful. So, I think it's very interesting that I forget exactly where I came across the article, or what, this was, again, years ago, but how, like, at first it was like you could be killed, hands cut off, like, you know, some crazy shit. They would do, like, weird shit to people all those years ago. Like, they're not still doing weird shit to people. But if you spell God with a lowercase g, like, it had to be capitalized. Then there was a law passed, something, some law at some point. I don't know if they mentioned it in the etymology, but some law at some point was passed that you can write G in a lower case G when speaking of someone's God other than your own. So it's okay. It became all right to write the word God with a lowercase g when you were wanting to speak of someone else's God. And I say that because as I started to read, it says God has a lowercase g, first of all. God has lowercase g. And there's a couple, you know, most of these words have had uppercase letters, but However, that is something that stands out, and it stands out because it reads, Old English, God, lowercase g, open quotation, supreme being, deity, the Christian, uppercase g, God, semicolon, image of a, lowercase g, God, semicolon, God, lowercase g, God-like person, close quotation. So, even in this sentence, God is lowercase in every sense of the word, except where it says the Christian God. That's just like crazy. Like, I don't know. I guess to each his own as far as whatever that makes you feel. But okay, so see also of Old Saxon, older Frisian, Dutch, lowercase g, God, Old High German, lowercase g, got, G-O-T, got, German, G-O-T-T, capital G, O-T-T, Old Norse, lowercase g-u-o, Gothic, lowercase, G-U-P, from P-I-E-G-H-U-T, lowercase, G-H-U-T, that which is invoked. Source also of Old Church Slavic, bozo, lowercase, Z-O-V-O, to call, Sanskrit, lowercase, H-U-T-A, then it says invoked, an epithet of something from root lowercase g h e u to call invoke, and I emphasize the lowercase and the uppercases. Because it goes to show where the so-called respect is given. But some trace it to lowercase G-H-U to poured from a root lowercase G-H-E-U to pour a libation. Source of Greek K-H-E-I-N to pour. Also in the phrase K-U-T-E-G-A-I-A-N, poured earth, referring to a burial mound, thief found. Given the Greek facts, the Jeremaic form may have referred in the first instance to the spirit immanent in a burial mound. Also see Zeus. In either case, not related to good. God, some good, but compare. Oh, okay, yeah, this is the part that I like. Popular etymology has long derived God from good, but a comparison of the forms shows this to be an error. Moreover, the notion of goodness is not conspicuous in the heathen conception of deity, and in good itself, the ethical sense is comparatively late. Originally a neuter noun in Jeremaic, the gender swiftly shifted to masculine after the coming of Christianity. Originally a neuter noun in Germanic, the gender shifted to masculine after the coming of Christianity. Old English, lowercase God, probably was closer in sense to Latin numen, N-U-M-E-N, a better word to translate deus, D-E-U-S, might have been proto-Jeremaic, Ansus, A-N-C-S-U-Z, but this was used only of the highest deities in the Jeremaic religion and not of their gods. All these gods are lowercase. And it was never used for the Christian God, which is higher case, which is uppercase. It survives in English mainly in the personal names of being in oath. I want my lawyer, my tailor, my servants, even my wife to believe in God because it means that I shall be cheated and robbed and cuckolded less often. If God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him. Voltaire. God bless you after someone sneezes. It's credit to St. George the Great. But the pagan Romans absist omen and Greeks had similar customs. God's gift to blank is by 1938. God of the gaps means God considered solely as an explanation for anything not otherwise explained by science. The exact phrase is from 1949 by the words and the idea have been, but the words and idea have been around since 1894. God forbids was rhyming slang for kids, children. And God Squad, evangelical organization, is 1969 U.S. student slang.
Okay.
God's Acre, burial ground.
Translate where the second element means fill the phrase dates. Here it is. Measure of God. Alright. That's fun, right? God.
God awful, according to as impressive 1897 as impressively terrible, but it seems not to have been much in print before. God fearing, God awful is lowercase, but God fearing is uppercase. God daughter is lowercase, God damn is lowercase. God fearing, reverencing and obeying God. Fearing, present, particle, adjective from fear. Old English in the same sense had some of the stuff. Let's see what fear takes us, what fear means. Boom, ba, boom, boom, boom. Fear, calamity, sudden danger, peril, sudden attack. Danger. Ambush, source also of Old Saxon far, ambush. Also Norse far, harm, distress, deception. Dutch, German, danger. Per, a lengthened list, okay. Lengthen, these words, you guys, it's like strengthening. Okay, so it's lengthen it. Lengthened form of the variable root per to try risk. Latin experiri to try. Periculum, trial, risk, danger, fear, just all fear. Period, trial, attempt, experience, imperios, experience, Old English, ire, vigilance, Gothic, sparja, watcher, fear, watcher, huh, that's interesting, because the person is in fear is definitely going to watch your ass and be the one telling. According to Watkins, this is a verbal root belonging to the group of per, forward through, see per, via notion of, to lead over, to press forward.
All right.
Sense of, a state of being afraid, uneasiness caused by possible danger, developed by late 12th century, some Old English words for fear, as we now use it, were firhto, as a verb, some other word, meaning feeling of dread or reverence for God, capitalized, is from 1400 to put the fear of God into someone, intimidate, cause to cower. From the common religious phrase, the extended use was often at first in colonial context. Thus, then, we seek to put the fear of God into the natives at the point of the bayonet, B-A-Y-O-N-E-T, to excuse ourselves for the bloody work on the plea of benefits which we intend to confer afterwards. Okay, I'm going to read that one more time. Okay, this is the, most often, okay, yeah, this is Felix Adler, the Religion of Duty. Okay, the name of the book is The Religion of Duty by 1905. The phrase says, thus then we seek to put the fear, quote unquote, open quote, the fear of God, close quote, into the natives at the point of the bayonet, and excuse ourselves for the bloody work on the plea of the benefits which we intend to confer afterward. Wow. All right. Fear, Old English, fearan, to terrify, frighten, to lie in wait, to fear, to plot against. All right. Originally transitive in English, long obsolete in this sense, but somewhat revived in digital gaming via fear spells, which matches the old sense, drive away by fear, the early 15th century, meaning feel fear is late. Huh. Well, well, okay. That was fun. Let's see, what else do we have on our list? So much fun indeed. Oh, we don't have much. See, look, you know, I'm just running my mouth, and we are about out of here. Everything's about over. Didn't even trip that. Song I wanted to play has been deleted. I don't know what happened. But it's all good. I guess we're going to go out with another, LBC native. Oh, I don't know if that was broken. LB or not, but he's one of them crew. But again, thank you so very. Oh no, we can get at least one more in. Okay, let's see. Let's make this a good one, or maybe two. Today, power. We were doing power, huh? Okay, let's do power. Power. The power of love. The power of love. Power, let's see, to supply with power, 1898, from power. Earlier it meant make powerful. Make powerful. Make powerful. Ability, okay, power, 1300. Ability to act or do. Strength, vigor, might. Especially in battle. Efficacy, control, mastery, lordship, dominion, legal power of authority, authorization, military force, and army. From Anglo-French, P-O-U-A-I-R, Old French, P-O-B-O-I-R, noun use of the infinitive, to be able. To be able. Earlier, podir, P-O-D-I-R, Latin from powerful, see, potent. Whatever some hypocritical ministers of government may say about it, power is the greatest of all pleasures. It seems to me that only love can beat it, and love is a happy illness that can't be picked up as easily as a ministry. Stendhal, author, Stendhal. Title, DELAMOUR. De la Amour, 1922, okay? Meaning, one who has power is a late, okay, is late 14th century, meaning specific ability or capacity. It's from earlier 15th, meaning a state or nation with regard to international authority or influence. OED is from 1826. Okay. Power. A state or nation with regard to international authority or influence. English is from 1726. Used for a large number of, from 1660s, meaning energy available for work is from, energy available for work is from 1727. Sense of electrical supply is from 1896. Okay, power. So that's when it became power, 1896. Used for a large number of power was used for a large number of from 1660s. Then in 1726, it became to mean a state or nation with regard to international authority or influence. It's pretty interesting. Or even to make powerful, 1530. Right. Well, that was fun, wasn't it, everyone? Again, I do appreciate you tuning in, offering your energy on this full moon as we learn together. I definitely learned some new things, took in some things. thank you so much for bearing with me and just being here. Okay, let's see, a couple things we got coming up before we get out of here. If you are or will be, let me see, let me find it. Ricky. Okay, so all right, so on oh, I thought it was right here, maybe no. Bear with me one moment. There go my bull while I'm sitting up here looking for you. Okay, I got the slowest connection in the world. Of course, it wouldn't take forever to just open the thing so I can just read it off. And voila. Oh, dang. Did I not do that?
My apologies.
Okay, so
thought it was there,
but it's not. All right, so maybe next time, right? Well, I do give thanks. Why does this always, I swear, me in these airplanes? Soon as I want to move faster, do something, or find anything. No. It's all good, though. But again, thank you so very much tuning in, checking in, being a part of it. And, you know, giving love and all that good stuff. If you are in the LA area, in the California area, or can or would like to join us in San Diego, January 21st, my sister will be hosting my sister Nova. We'll be hosting a class. She will be initiating women into becoming a Yoni Steam practitioner. You learn to do it on yourself, and in learning how to do it on yourself, you learn how to hone in and harness those that knowledge and utilize it on others and start a business or get with other sisters and just, you know, make sure that we're spreading the love. Become a teacher as well if you please, or anything like that. Again, that will be in January 21st. You can call her to register. Her phone number, I'll go ahead and drop the number and everything in the chat, the link and everything for you guys to get to that thing. But again, thank you so very much for joining me. Until next time, I will catch you guys on the flip. Love, peace, and light.
Stare into the bottom of wine glasses. Time passes, the passive aggressive relationships that'll never last. Starting to get to her. Grew up loving to laugh, attracting a certain character. Niggas that never care. For her, it's just a matter of trial and error. Hear her quietly reciting prayers to find a man that will be there. Not to mention that we'll see her how she see her. In the mirror, she constantly wiping tears, constantly fighting fears, constantly get accustomed to niggas fucking and running and never thinking much of it. So, how she ever get to thinking about the subject? I let you in on how she started this discussion. She said niggas used to approach her. They started using these quotes that she never heard it before. Instead of grabbing her arm, they came at her usually calm, usually using a song that niggas usually used when they knew it would get them some. Thought it was rather refreshing. Niggas started original, better than trying to holler outside the passenger window. Couldn't get her in a better mood outside the innuendo. If you get her in the rhythm, she usually followed the tempo. Niggas used to seduce me, niggas used to abuse me. Got used to the music moving while niggas used to move through me. I gave my all when niggas used to fake missing my calls. I couldn't figure how I answered when niggas hit up my phone. See something about the words of a really genuine man that seemed to strike a nerve every single time they would land on my eardrum. I hear some and you don't understand how it moves you with. You don't understand. I know it sounds so crazy. They usually try to portray me, then tell me we ain't official. We just having fun. Nobody ever noticed. I'm open for something more as the pillows lay on the floor. damn, what have I done? Gave myself away too many times, too many broke the wall. Gave me answers to the questions I never asked them before. Never asked them to be real, never asked them to be pure. Never asked if I had the chance for them to ever see me more. See, I learned so early on that niggas never do change. How they meet you is how they treat you. That shit will be the same. Either love it or you leave it. That's just always been the game. Why use a nigga words and not apply them in the same? Context is written, concept descriptor. See, I seen the video, I know the points that he was hitting. Guess niggas will take the message and interpret something different. Like, remember the line about them all? I know that's killing bitches. When I use it, they gon' love it. I know it, let me think of it. They be like, oh yeah, I got it. It go a little something like, last week I saw you at the mall, standing at the payphone about to make a call. I had a vision, it was me on the other end. Tell her you come by, and then I walked in. As I walk in, they let the cork spin. Not a lot of talking, more so about how to get up in my torso. Poor folks can't even relate to how the chorus go. Used to be a line that don't have me feeling myself. Thinking damn, they know my wealth. They must see me for something more than a book just up on the shelf. Know the cover's kinda beautiful, the pages are in depth. If you thinking about the read, check it out and coming correct. You know niggas, they never listen. They always seem to know best. They never care about the story whenever they go to step.
For the passion, bitch, better have.